This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Virginia Senator George Allen is running for re-election this year and maybe for president after that. So it's awkward for him trying to explain comments he made at a campaign appearance last week. We're going to listen to some of what he said.
So welcome. Let's give a welcome to Makaka here. Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia.
That is Senator Allen addressing a 20-year-old Indian American, a campaign staffer for his Democratic challenger, Jim Webb. That staffer, S.R. Siddharth, was videotaping Senator Allen's campaign speech. The senator has publicly apologized for the word that he used when he addressed this young man, Makaka. Yesterday, he met with Indian American political leaders. We're joined now by John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, you have a big piece on this incident and the political furor that's followed it. Let's begin with this. What does the word Makaka mean, and why did Senator Allen use it?
Well, it can mean a variety of things. It can be a racial slur. It is a genus of a particular kind of monkey. It's also a town in South Africa. The senator has come up with kind of shifting explanations. He said he was referring to the young man's hair, which is arranged somewhere between a mullet and a mohawk. But then he later said, well, he wasn't sure really what he meant. And so it's kind of left undone a little bit, but plenty of people nevertheless are offended.
This young man, first of all, we'll note that his family immigrated from India, but he was born in Virginia, actually. He's a native-born American. He had been following Senator Allen's campaign with a video camera because he's working for Senator Allen's Democratic opponent. And this is something that campaigns do these days. They send someone around with a video camera to follow their opponent to see what happens. This is sort of normal politics.
That's right. And usually the politicians are smart enough to know not to produce their gaffe sort of square in the middle of the camera being used by the opposition to film them. The problem here was not only the use of the word Makaka, but the fact that the senator was singling out this young man, welcoming him to America. At the very least, even if you don't think it was racially insensitive, he was sort of bullying him there, and it was captured all on video camera.
So what is this going to mean for Senator Allen? What about allegations of racial insensitivity in the past on his part?
Well, Allen has had dogging his career, or I should say connected with his career, his affection for the Confederate flag. In high school, he was pictured with a Confederate pin on in his high school yearbook. He had a Confederate flag in his office as governor of Virginia. He had pictures of Confederate soldiers, and he celebrated the Confederacy during his tenure as governor. And this is a problem if you want to run for national office, which he is thinking about doing. And so this comment kind of links with people's questions about his racial sensitivity on the question of the Confederate flag and slavery, and causes a kind of continuing narrative.
And in your piece in Slate, you say it raises questions about Senator Allen's smarts.
Well, this is the question elites in the Republican Party have when they look at him. He's very popular among conservatives, but he has a kind of jokey, almost goofy locker room quality that's on full display here in this video that reminds them of George Bush. Well, they worry that in a general election, people don't want that kind of goofy aspect anymore, and that they're going to want something different. And it's been one of the questions about George Allen even before this video came up. And in his behavior in this video, people are looking at that and saying, you know, not really ready for prime time.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, primetime with Day to Day all the time. John, thank you.
Thank you.